the way, I take the opportunity to talk about this argument in quite a different way, also to wake you up after lunch. Maybe explain that pay-as-you-throw is a very good instrument, but probably is not the only instrument, or in some cases is even not needed. I will explain why. Well, you can see here some pictures of models with pay-as-you-throw, different approaches, like locked containers or blue bags with RFID identification, or the typical German scheme we have in place also here in Kiev. The starting point is that is for sure pay-as-you-throw is an instrument to reach high recycling, high separation. We have good examples of municipalities reaching 80% with pay-as-you-throw, and it is commonly mentioned as an effective scheme to be put in place by member states in the new directive. By the way, pay-as-you-throw is gaining momentum. You can see here a lot of examples of congresses, like in France, where there is a specific obligation to reach at least 25 million people with pay-as-you-throw. In Catalonia, they are going to approve a law mandating the introduction of pay-as-you-throw in some years. In Portugal, new regulations. In Italy, just look at the picture. There is a congress every week on pay-as-you-throw. I'm quite tired to participate in this kind of congress, but this means that there is a lot of instruments by authorities, by municipalities in this respect. Let's look at some case studies across the EU, starting from the model that you probably know very well, because in Kiel, I've noticed that it's like this. You choose the volume, you choose the frequency, and you pay accordingly, typically for residual waste fraction. With this model, which is very simple, is good to some extent, you have some limits. You cannot measure individually and over time the generation of specifically of residual waste or other fractions. This is the example of Berlin, but again, Kiel is very similar. You pay for residual and for bio waste. A peculiar example here, I took this picture this summer during my Interrail trip, when I took a picture of separate collection across Europe. By the way, you can see my picture here, the hashtag is Interrail Recycling. Look at this very, very simple adaptation. You have a 140-liter container, then you don't need it anymore the next year because you are reducing waste. You simply put an adapter, a volume reduction device, and then you put a sticker, the following year is 60 liters, and you pay less. Very, very simple. Other schemes are more personalized and customized, like in Zurich. They have the Zurich Sack, which is a bag priced 5 Swiss francs per 110 liters, so it's really expensive. But look at the number. Separate collection in Zurich just reached 43%. What does it mean? In that case, probably people prefer to pay more rather than separating. So this incentive in some specific situation is not enough. Many other case studies, Ghent in Belgium, Ljubljana, Munich, Parma in Italy, Copenhagen, already mentioned before. Let me just explain in 30 seconds what we have done in an European project, Waste for Think. In this case, we are paying for individual bags of residual waste that have an RFID tag, €2.13. And they are identified with an antenna on the truck. So you get an invoice customized with your individual generation. So the future is individual measurement, individual approach with citizens. There are many issues to be addressed. I will focus on the quality of recyclables. For instance, if you are making people pay more for residual waste, they for sure will start separating. I'm not sure that they will prevent the overall one, reduce the overall amount of waste. Maybe they will start separating for sure, but there may be some adverse effects. So, like, the quality of recyclables may be lower over time because they tend to put into like packaging something that is quite dirty, for instance. The incentive effect, is it really enough? Sometimes yes, sometimes less incentivizing. And the possible cheats you can do with the system, or littering as an adverse effect. Let's look at some very quick example. If you lock a container of residual waste, which is quite typical in Italy now, it's becoming popular, this is sometimes the effect. People just get angry and leave residual waste on the side. If you lock residual waste and you have open access to like packaging, then you may experience an increase in impurities in like packaging. This is exactly what the Commission with the new directive tells us not to do. We want high quality recycling. Then the incentivizing part may be limited, because when you start with paying withdrawal, you're supposed to be already at a high recycling level. So the variability between the bad guys, the devil, and the good guys will be probably very limited. You will experience a variation, a difference between 20 euro a year per family. For sure, if you can cheat the system, then you have a bad perception. Probably you will say, well, there are other people doing bad, I'm doing good, but on the average I'm paying the same like him. Like, for instance, living in a building, if you have a common container, you have a common price for the whole building. So, let me focus on a specific point. We always highlight the importance of visibility in collection schemes. For instance, if you go towards a large locked container because of phase throw, you lose all the positive part of transparency. This is an example of a campaign in Italy in which we say, don't hide, be transparent. We want the visibility of waste on the street so that everybody, even inspectors, can make control and tell you are good, you're bad. But this is the key point I would like to tell you. There are other instruments to increase awareness in citizens. In this case, we measured the increase in separate collection in a municipality in which they did nothing more than talking with citizens. Increased sizes over 10 years with day-to-day approach. And this resulted in an increase of 15 percentage points of separate collection. In the end, they introduced phase withdrawal and they increased of another 5 points. So, pay-as-you-throw, to my opinion, is one of the main tools. So touching the pocket should be just one of the tools and should be integrated with other things like policies, convenience, knowledge, sizes. This is the last concept that I invented last year and it was supported in a report by the European Commission, by the JRC. Know as you throw. Imagine you have a million of data of readings of your bag, of your individual bag by RFID. What do? You can send an invoice one per year, like the pay-as-you-throw traditional approach, or you can take advantage of it to communicate to the citizens, giving them individual and frequent feedback. So even positive. I mean, you're doing good, you're doing bad. I'm monitoring you, I'm looking at you, like to some extent the Big Brother effect. And this Big Brother effect, in this experience, resulted in an increase of 16 percentage points of separate collection, just for the feeling of being monitored. These are two examples that are trying to experiment. One is communication via WhatsApp. So individual tools, very easy to use, everyone has this. Even if my grandfather has WhatsApp nowadays, maybe he will not download an app or look into a specific web page, but he has WhatsApp. And the last project we are trying in Bergamo is a vending machine delivering you residual waste bags, and in the same moment telling you, wow, good, you just retired, you just pick up one roll of bags in the last 6 months. You are doing good. You are above the average of the city, or you are just under the average of the city. So this is pure know-as-you-throw without the economic part of the incentive. For sure, later on, they could introduce pay-as-you-throw, but as an additional component of the system. So in conclusion, pay Crazy Frog is a key instrument for sure, widely promoted in the European Union. Some member states are promoting, even obliging, to introduce it. The effectiveness of this scheme and this perception by citizens is related to many local and boundary conditions affecting the economic. And for sure, don't forget about the quality of recyclable trash.